Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Our kids watch us. They not only listen to us, but they watch us. And they really take their cues from us. And here's something that I found myself saying to my children every time they would be playing or they would be getting ready to go out the door. I'd say these words, be careful. And I started noticing my daughter especially really being very timid in situations and not wanting to try new things. And part of it was my prompting of be careful, because I was putting that sense of fear in her heart. And I really have really forced myself to kind of take that positive aspect, and instead of saying be careful, I replace it with have fun. You know, as a mom, it's my job to teach my children to be wise and to be safe and to make wise choices. But then I need to trust that they're going to make those wise choices. And really, do I want them to go through life with their primary objective of being careful? Or do I really want them to seize life and enjoy every moment and to step into opportunities with confidence? Well, of course, that's what I want them to do. And so I can lead the way with my words. And I have really tried to limit the times that I say to my children, even today, be careful. And I've replaced it with have fun. And that kind of reminds me, trust that I have taught them well. Trust that they are intelligent kids who are going to make wise choices. And I want my children to be dangerous for God. And, you know, in my prayers as a mom, I noticed that especially when my children were little, I was often praying like this, oh, God, keep them safe. Oh, God, keep them from harm. Keep your hand upon them. Of course, I want God to do that. But as my children began to get a little bit older and I began to think about, I want them to become all that God has designed them to be, I started changing my prayers and I started praying for God to make them dangerous, that Satan would tremble at the sound of their voice because they are so committed to him and that they are walking in his ways and his word. I started praying for God to make them dangerous. And here's something else I started doing. I started telling my children that that's the way I was praying. When I would talk with Mike and Brittany, I would remind them often, you know what, I'm praying for you. But instead of telling them, oh, I'm going to pray for God to keep you safe, I'd say, I'm praying for God to make you dangerous, for God to open up opportunities for you that just blow you away and that you'll have the confidence to step into those and that God will make you dangerous in those opportunities.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.